This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Yampa Valley Regional Airport has been selected as Colorado's 2025 Airport of the Year. The announcement came at the recent Colorado Airport Operators Association Spring Conference, which was in Steamboat Springs. Airport manager Kevin Booth is retiring. His last days this Friday. He is being replaced by Tennille Gerber. A trap is set for a bear that's been getting into homes in Old Town Steamboat Springs. Chris Middledorf with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the bear has entered at least four unsecured homes in less than a week, through open doors or open windows that may have been easy to push open.
We've had multiple intrusions into homes by black bears in Steamboat Springs over the past week. We think it's a single bear, but we have to remind everyone, please make sure to keep all of your ground level windows closed. Make sure your doors are locked. Reminder for your cars as well. Take out the trash out of your cars and lock your cars at night.
If you see a bear near your home, make a lot of noise to scare it away. Middledorf says if they capture the bear, they will make an assessment on what to do with it. The Steamboat Gravel Cycling event returns to Rout County this coming weekend, and it's sold out. Steamboat Gravel is in June this year, not August, so as not to conflict with haying season and the Rout County Fair, at the request of the ranching and agriculture communities. Steamboat Gravel founder and owner Amy Charity recently spoke to Steamboat Springs City Council. She said they listened to the community, heard the rural issues, and have changed 86 items to comply with those concerns. She said riders and their families spend more than $6 million on race weekend. Steamboat Gravel Expo is Thursday, Friday on Yampa Street. Other activities include the Canyon Costume Hill Climb Friday evening at Howson Hill. The ride with three different course distances is Saturday, starting in Steamboat Springs. The pro race is on Gravel Road south of Hayden on Sunday. Work continues in Craig this week on Yampa Avenue and 9th Street. Expect delays. The Rout County Board of County Commissioners meets today. So does the Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners. Another community engagement session is today for a Craig Sports Complex hosted by Craig Parks and Recreation. That's at Prodigal & Sons Coffee this morning at 8. Craig City Council meets tonight. The Board of Directors of the Yampa Valley Housing Authority meets at noon today. The topic is Board Conflict of Interest and Expectations. Mosquito mitigation is scheduled to take place tonight in Hayden, with an aerial application if the weather cooperates. And there's a town hall tonight with Senator Dylan Roberts and Representative Megan Lukens on an overview of the 2025 legislative session, 5:30 in the Rout County Commissioners Hearing Room in the historic Rout County Courthouse. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com or KREIradio.com, where the locals go for news.